Welcome to the 21st. I'm Reginald Hardwick. Just ahead, we're going to talk with three reporters about testing in Illinois, who is being tested and is it increasing. Our state now has 1,500 individuals who have tested positive for COVID-19, and a dozen people have died. The epicenter in the U.S. is now New York City, but 2 months ago it was Wuhan, China. And we start with an Illinois connection to that area. The number of Chinese students studying at American colleges stands at more than 360,000, and many of them have chosen Illinois schools to continue their education. The University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign has one of the largest Chinese student populations in America, drawing nearly 5,800 students from the communist country. Hundreds also attend DePaul, Northwestern, and Southern Illinois universities. And for many, dealing with the coronavirus has meant isolation since the start of the new year. Flashback to January 23rd. This was being reported on NPR's Morning Edition by Noel King.
The outbreak started in the city of Wuhan in central China. Authorities there say they are in a state of war to keep it from spreading. They've stopped all public transportation within the city, and they've canceled flights and trains that are leaving the city. 11 million people live in Wuhan, so this might seem extreme, but more than 600 people are now infected and 17 have died.
That was January 23rd. On March 23rd, just 2 months later, there are more than 372,000 cases of the coronavirus disease worldwide and 16,000 deaths reported. Schools are closed, and our state is under a stay-at-home order, which sounds somewhat familiar to our next two guests, who are University of Illinois students from Wuhan, China. They went home for Christmas break last December and haven't been able to return to classes in Champaign, Urbana. 19-year-old Bo Chen is a second-year graphic design student. He is on the line from Wuhan. Hello, Bo.
Hi there.
And 19-year-old Hong Yu Wu is a second-year civil engineering student. He is also on the line from Wuhan. Hello, Hong Yu.
Hello.
And we have to mention Wuhan is 13 hours ahead of us in the central time zone of the United States, so they're staying up late to talk to us. Hong Yu, so when did you learn you were not coming back to the U.S.?
At the beginning, I didn't realize that the government will block the whole city for such a long time. So I emailed my faculty advisor and I asked her whether can I return school to resume this semester or not. But she said, no, you should gap this semester. There's no way you can get back to school on time. So,
Bo, what was it like to be in a lockdown city?
Yeah, it's really different from like the regular what was going on in the whole city. Like there's a lot of traffic jam going on before the virus outbreak, and now there's barely cars are going on the streets, and the people, there's only some pharmacy stores and some convenience stores are still open, and except those, there's no shops are open.
And Hong Yu, let me ask you, when you found out that you weren't going to fly back for this semester, you know, how did that make you feel? What was going through your mind that you wouldn't be able to come back for school this semester?
I was very anxious because I've registered for 18 credit hours courses. I have to pay the rent of my apartment without living there. And I also have already paid the tuition, so I have to apply for the refund. And the complicated procedure I have to go through is the re-enter procedures, because gapping a semester for international students meaning that I have to apply for the visa again, because they're suspending my I-20, so I have to reactivate my visa. And yeah, there's a lot of emails going back and forth with the schools.
Both of you live in a city of 11 million people. Let me ask you, Bo, do you know anyone who has actually become ill because of the coronavirus?
Luckily, the people around me are actually, as I heard, there's no one get affected or have some symptoms.
And Hong Yu, how about you? Do you know anyone who has become ill?
No, I don't know anyone who's ill.
Do you get to leave your apartment at all? Have you been able to go out in the last 2 months?
Yeah, I can go out, but not go out of my apartment complex. I can like walk within the 2 blocks distance just for buying the food within my apartment complex, but I am not allowed to go out of the apartment complex. So yeah, the thing is I can't go out. I usually go out home like once or twice a week, but I don't usually go out because I think it's still dangerous outside.
And Bo, what about your classes for graphic design? Have you been able to complete any coursework from the University of Illinois?
Unluckily, no. So it's really complicated. As my major graphic design, there's barely any graphic courses are available for me online. So my only choice is to get this semester and to take it in the fall semester. And also, I cannot take it in the summer courses because there's no design class are open.
So you're there in your apartment for 2 months. How are you passing the time?
Not too much. I'm like besides just practicing my skills on my academic field, like just playing around with the design tools and spending time with my family, and not much going on, and just killing time by playing games and reading something.
Hongyu, I understand you've picked up some other hobbies. I mean, how are you passing the time?
I would like to watch TV series, and I've been playing guitar a lot because I sometimes get emotional or sad, so I like to play guitar to make me feel better. And I also like to take care of the plants in my home. I do the watering and spraying water and fertilizing. And I usually like to look outside, open the window and breathe some fresh air, do all the things that can make me feel more relaxed and make me feel better.
And I understand you now se habla español, right?
Yeah, I've also been learning Spanish by myself because I have a minor in Spanish.
You like to play sports. I mean, how have you had to put that aside?
Because I like to play basketball and badminton, but like, you know, in home I cannot do those sports. I am a very active person, so not being able to do those sports made me feel pretty sad. But happily I figure out some way to make up that. So I sometimes do some push-ups, and I would like to stretch my bodies, like do some like small sports that in home that can make me move my body and get me in a better situation.
We're talking with Bo Chen and Hongyu Wu, University of Illinois students on lockdown for nearly 2 months now in their native city of Wuhan. Well, I want to ask you, what do you miss about being here at the University of Illinois and being here in America?
I miss the friend I made in the campus and all the teachers and including the advisors who are helping me about how to overcome this situation and help me with my further academic field, and my friends, my teachers, and also the whole campus, what the campus brings to me.
And what about you, Hongyu? What do you miss?
I miss the time that I can walk on the main square without having to wear a mask. And I miss the time I can attend school, I can take classes, I can walk around the buildings to take different classes. And now, because in a quarantine life, I don't actually have any classes to take. So it's kind of like make my life less meaningful. So I miss the time that I can actually learn things in school.
You know, many of your American counterparts and even some Chinese students who didn't go home are now finding out what it's like to have more restrictive movement here in Illinois. Stores are now closed. A stay-at-home order is in effect. Hongyu, what advice would you give for someone now forced to spend lots of time inside their home?
I would suggest them to spend less time on social media, like seeing all those negative news. I always say it's better to relax yourself, do all the things that's necessary to like to make you feel better. And also when you have to go out, be sure to do all the things necessary that can prevent you from being infected, like wearing a mask and always use hand sanitizers or washing hands.
Well, what does it appear that things are starting to get back to normal there in Wuhan, or what's it like right now?
It's actually getting better. Like the new confirmed cases is actually dropping. So I'm available to go outside today if I have the permission, and I think all the transportation is going normal right now, but I'm not too sure.
What will you remember about this experience, Bo?
I think this just remind me of how valuable life it is, I think people, they all need to be prepared for what is going on, and to learn more about what is coronavirus, how to get protected and prevent from it.
Will you remember, Hongyu, years from now? You know, what will you tell people about this time?
I would say it's the most unexpected experience of my life. There's never been a situation that the whole city of 10 million of people are just being shut down suddenly. So I would say this is an unforgettable experience for me, and tell me how to deal with the sudden change in my life. So there's an old saying that the plan is never faster than the change. So I should always be ready for the new things, the change in my life, and I should always be ready. And also I learn how to protect myself from the virus. So if in the future there is another virus outbreak, I will be more prepared.
Do you hope to come back to school here at the University of Illinois and finish your degree?
Yeah, sure. I really want to start it, like get my life going. I want to take those courses and improve myself. And I also want to do some internship and research that can enrich my knowledge in my field.
And Bo, what about you? Do you hope to come back and finish here at U of I?
Yeah, for sure. Like, I would like to meet my friends and my teachers again, and also to resume my study on campus. That is for sure.
We've been talking with Bo Chin and Hongyu Wu. They are two 19-year-old University of Illinois students who've basically been in lockdown in Wuhan, China, as a result of the coronavirus crisis, and they shared some of their experiences and some advice for us here in the U.S. about how to pass the time. Thank you all for being on the line with us from China.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.